Hi, is David in, please?
It is David.
Hey, David, this is Reuben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
It's been a busy month, but it's feels like it's just rolling over constantly. Do you have a few minutes I could talk to you? I got your email?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Is my number coming through on your caller ID?
Yes, it does.
All right, great. Well, my name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm a supervisor here. I'm out of San Diego. I've been with Bank of Cardiff for about 9 years. I just wanted to talk to you a little about your business, what you're trying to accomplish, and answer any questions you have, and hopefully find a solution. So the first thing I had a question on, just to confirm, you're the owner of an AMPM, correct? And you were looking for a line of credit or some additional capital. Is that accurate?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. So I guess we have a few different products, and you said that someone here told you that we don't offer good rates. Is that accurate?
Well, no, it's not that. You know, what they said was they have a line of credit for 9 months pay, and that's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I'm looking for an ongoing line of credit, and she said something about that it's 10 cents on a dollar, which, you know, that's a very unconventional way of, measuring the, you know, the interest rate. I mean, you don't know what you're paying for it, so it's kind of difficult to measure.
Okay, I'm definitely not here to sell you any line of credit or loan if it doesn't work for your business. I've had a really strong book of business just due to the amount of time I've been with our firm. Can you tell me a little about what you're looking for the money for, how much you were looking with? This call is just privy to you and me, but what were you trying to accomplish? I don't know how much money you were looking for and what the needs were. The only notes that I have were that you were looking for $225,000 for some minor improvements in operational costs, but that's about it. Can you give me a little more detail here?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't, to be honest with you, Ruben, I don't really, really need the money.
Okay.
But I thought that I could probably have a line of credit just in case if I want to do some stuff, just in case if I want to, you know, buy some things for the station or for my business, you know, and all that. Just in cases, you know, not really something that I'm really desperate to have or, you know, because I do have funds, you know, I do have, you know, money in the account and really don't need that kind of a money. Just, I'm just basically in a good financial position. I was looking for an open line of credit just in case the scenario.
Okay, but just so I can understand, obviously, it sounds like you do have some, it's not like you need the money, it's not desperation. You have some wants that if you get access to money, you can improve your business. Is that accurate?
That's about right, just in case. Yeah, it's not that I have, a lot of pressure right now that I need money to do certain things. I don't.
Okay.
You know, everything seems to be okay. Everything's fine. It's just I need if I could have access to, you know, extra money, if I want to, that's fine. If not, then it's okay. I mean, it's fine too. So either way.
Okay. All right. We have programs that run from extremely conventional bank loans to completely non-conventional bank loans. Let me tell you what we could do for you. So the first question I have for you is: do you currently have a line of credit?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a line of credit?
For this business?
For any business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what kind of lines of credit have you had previously?
I had auto dealership before that many, many, many years ago.
Okay. And
that was all paid off and business was closed and wound down. So it's just basically, you know, I've had experiences before, sure.
Okay. All right, and you don't currently have a line of credit for your gas station. Is that accurate?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, so what we offer, and Jessica, I think it's better, and I'll send you an email that will summarize our conversation as a kind of a reset, is that I'm sure you're aware, and I see that on your credit you have had some inquiries for loans, so I'm assuming you've been looking for funding at kind of the best possible terms and rates. Is that accurate?
I've been approached. I went to Wells Fargo.
Okay.
To get a line of credit again on my rental property, which didn't happen. I didn't want terms.
Why didn't they approve you, or why didn't you move forward with them?
Yeah, because they wanted to give me $50,000, and $50,000was a laughable offer for me. So
What is your rental property worth?
About $850,000.
Okay, so it's kind of, I think you're hitting the nail on the head, and I've actually heard the exact opposite. I've heard that many lenders won't even do an equity line of credit on any type of rental property. So really what Bank of Carter provides, it's not a line of credit. It's a true business loan that's based on needs. What we offer, it's not a secured loan. So it's not a rental property. It's not a real estate-based loan because that's a collateralized loan. What we offer is essentially a loan that we put the money directly into your account and you use it as you see fit. Our product is a really good alternative for many business owners who I'll be as really honest as possible, are sick of playing the games with traditional banks and then getting, you know, a $50,000 offer that won't do anything for their business. Since our money is unsecured, it is extremely high risk. The vast majority of customers do pay us, but there's still risk because when you're talking about just cash can disappear. And so our product probably is not a good fit for your business unless you have a need. Lines of credit are cancelable. So the whole issue is, you mentioned an open line of credit. The problem with the line of credit is that it's callable by the lender at any time. What we provide is a loan that's directly deposited into your bank account, but there has to be a healthy return on investment. In the gas station business, the reason people borrow money from us, it's usually to improve their facilities, or to actually buy more inventory. If you're looking to buy equipment, we have an equipment loan product that's a completely different product, a completely different avenue, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know, if there's any, because then, like I said, your call really isn't privy to your rep, but if there was a specific need that you could take our money, reinvest in your business and grow your business, it's probably a good product. But if there's no need, I don't see this product being a suitable fit for your business.
Like I said, it's not like I really need to do anything at this point. And the reason that I applied as for Zach initially, too, I said I really want to get an offer, a lot of credit for just in case. Let's say if I come across a deal that I want to come take it, I have funds to take. I would take that deal.
What kind of opportunities are you looking for?
I'm looking at, mobile home parks. I'm looking at apartment buildings and stuff like that. But those are more towards, conduits, loans that I can get.
Okay. Yeah, our loan, I think, what I would do, and I thank you for your time and your email. Our product is not a conventional loan because we're not asking for real estate, which is what you're used to. You do have good credit. You do pay your bills, but this is a cash flow based loan. It is short term because many people don't pay these loans. And so there is risk beyond that. Our loans go exclusively on your business credit. They don't get reported to your personal credit. So they have no impact on your personal credit score. We hold the approvals open usually to the end of the month. But that doesn't stop you. We'd like the opportunity. If there's a need that you come across in the next few weeks or the next few months, you can always feel free to give us a call, and we can try to reactivate your approval by getting some current bank statements.
No problem. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't think, if there's no need.
There's no need. To be honest with you, there's no need as of right now.
Okay. One other question is, when you were applying for the home equity line of credit for Wells Fargo and you got your $50K approval, do you anticipate new opportunities in the next few months?
For what?
I honestly understand when people apply and they have their credit ran, there's a motivation to it. There's, hey, something's going to happen in the next month or two where I'm going to want to get funding. Not need,
no,
but
not
want
next
to get...
next month. I'm in pursuit of buying mobile home parks or apartment buildings, and I needed that money to add to my down payment so I can get a better loan on those properties.
What kind of down payment are you needing to close your transaction?
Well, like I said, I don't have a transaction yet. I'm looking around.
Okay.
I just need, and with the terms that you guys have, 9 months to a year, most of those the cash flows is not enough to support the payment to pay that in 9 months or 1 year.
Well, we cash flow the transaction. Since you've never done an unsecured loan before, we cash flow the transaction based on the fact that you're going to do nothing with the money. So we run an analysis and we figure that based on your current cash flow, if we just put this money in your account and it just sat there, your natural business, because we're underwriting the bank statements, is what would support this loan obligation. Now, obviously, no one would ever buy money just to have it sit in their bank account. No one's going to pay financial charges or interest just because they want to. There has to be a reason. But Right. We have cash flow dependent transaction, and it is approved. The good thing is this is a pretty large unsecured loan, you know, 250 when most unsecured, you even see from Wells Fargo, you know, you've got a secured loan and they're giving you 50. So I think you're pretty straightforward. I understand what you're trying to get at. If there's a need that comes up, feel free to give us a ring back. We can always explore what other options we can do for you or just reactivate the same approval.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And just, you know, if you're looking for a line of credit, just an open line of credit, we do have that product, but it requires a tremendous amount of paperwork. It also requires generally collateral.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one thing. But hopefully we'll talk to you soon and, you know, maybe get an opportunity to help your business in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.